Hello and welcome to episode 273 of Sprinkins and Geek. I'm Pat.
I'm Amber.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we bring you our review of Towering Inferno, Die Hard, Skyscraper, Leg Man.
Woo!
Anxiety the movie. A little bit of nerd news, our streaming review, and our pod question.
Yep.
Like usual.
Per use.
If we remember.
We've gotten better.
Sometimes.
We've been taking our pills, we remember.
We've been doing this almost 6 years now.
Yeah.
Alright, so we're going to get to the spoiler-free review of Skyscraper. It stars The Rock as a security consultant who is consulting on the largest vertical building in existence. Shit goes wrong.
Yep.
Rock jumps from a crane to a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, physics.
That's where they got the title.
I never got that. Oh, physics do not exist.
You got really scared.
Yeah. So we don't get there is a reason why the tower is on fire, but it's not
the
given.
Motherfucker, burn, motherfucker.
It's not given away in the trailer, so we're not going to give it away here. But there is a reason why The Rock is doing rock things in
getting a lot of airtime.
This movie.
Can a rock fly? You will find out. Sorry, I apologize. I don't.
Do you think that, like, he hit the gym hard because his parents named him Dwayne? Like, I always wonder that.
I just think about it, like, I remember when, like, if Young Rock met, like, Old Rock, I would love to make a movie about that. Where it's, like, him in his, like, youth and him more, like, in his, like, age time like that, so you can see him with the hat, like, the hair and stuff like that. But
when
it's
he's
his persona.
Via yeah. And the fanny pack?
Exactly. And he's, like, but it's his persona from, like, wrestling meets, like, actor Rock, and just have them do adventures. It'd be really fun to watch.
Probably be more fun than this movie.
Probably would be more fun than, yeah.
So, without getting into too much detail,
he does a lot of pull-ups.
This movie's really bad. Not fun bad. It wants to be fun bad, but it's not fun bad.
It's laughably bad to the point where it doesn't really... We're laughing at it, and it doesn't realize it. It just keeps going, and you're like...
Yes. There are some anxiety-filled moments if you are, like myself, afraid of heights.
Yeah.
But there's no... It's weird because there's a lot of anxiety-filled moments, but there's no tension. I can't even remember... Dota. That was... Okay, I was trying to remember the villain's name, and I was like, I can't remember his name for that, but...
His name really Dota?
D-O-T-H-A. They called him Dota.
That's a game. And, wow.
That is a... Or was it Boda?
I think it's Boda, because if it's Dota, I would have laughed more, because I'm like, hey, you go play Dota.
Maybe. But, yeah, it's... I mean, this movie's really bad. The special effects are pretty bad. Like, there's some way green screen stuff that you can tell.
It's basically a C movie with a, like, an A, B production value.
Yeah. Like, they put money into this, but they could have done this on Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm going to say see it just because of the spectacle of it if you don't have a home theater, but if you do have a home theater, just wait. Redbox it or do the final Blockbuster that's in Bend, Oregon.
Oh man, please support that same art Blockbuster.
We need to save that thing. Screw Betty White. Support that Blockbuster.
SOB, man.
Dude, I miss
Save our Blockbuster.
I miss Blockbuster so much.
I just miss... I miss Hollywood Video more than Blockbuster. But I miss having
same
like
thing.
That. Yeah, that's the thing. Is like I miss having that at home. Because it got us all thinking when we're looking at their classics on movies. Oh. It's like, if it's not on streaming, kids don't see it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. If it's not on streaming, it doesn't exist.
Basically.
It's so fucking crazy.
Sorry.
Just like this movie, it won't exist soon.
No, this movie is going to fade into the ether that you're going to forget.
It's going to burn up quick.
Fuck. What was this? Live, Die, Repeat. The fuck was the name of that movie?
Oh, shit, All You Need Is Kill is the book, and I can't think about the movie.
But
fuck.
Like, right, like, it's going to be one of those movies where you're like, oh yeah, that did come out. But you forget about it.
God damn it.
And they retitled Live, Die, to...
To Live, Die, Repeat.
Some Tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
Day of Tomorrow?
Not Day of Tomorrow. Shit.
Fuck. We remember
it. Won't Google it, because that'll
be Edge Tomorrow. Easy. Yeah!
God damn it, you win.
Ha-ha! But this is going to be one of those that fades away, nobody's going to like this movie.
No.
Again, I'm going to say see it if you don't have a setup at home, but if you do have a setup at home, wait.
Skip it. Again,
it's bad.
It's bad.
Really bad.
Oh, we knew it was going to be bad going in, but we're kind of hoping for more of like kind of a San Andreas cluster.
Yes.
We're like San Andreas.
We're like, this is going to be so bad. And we came out and went, that was kind of fun. It was bad, but it was fun.
And this one was, it's okay.
Oh my God.
What?
I didn't,
you're so warm. Hi.
This movie literally ends the exact same way as San Andreas. Final line is the exact same.
I'll rebuild?
We rebuild. In San Andreas and in this, it is the same line.
Do you think it's like a parallel universe where Rock is remaking a bunch of movies?
No.
He's just making enough movies so that he can make a movie where
Rock is like, God damn it, I survived the earthquake for this shit?
He's like, it's just one thing after another. There's gonna be a fucking meteor. God damn it!
Dude, he is. Oh, yeah. There's gonna be a meteor movie. I fucking watch the shit out of that too.
Meteor. Oh God.
The Rock versus The Rock. Oh God. Yes, the tagline I just wrote it myself. Trademark my name, bitches.
Hey, Space Rock, meet our Rock.
Oh, Rock v Rock.
Oh my God.
Oh yes.
Oh shit. Okay. So right. Yeah, skip this movie. It's not that great. No, you're really not really bad. Missing anything. You can go see it at home if you want to. Even if you have a crappy sense. We probably saw The Purge. Probably should have, but at the same time, why break tradition?
Yeah,
we don't support The Purge, except for at home. Which sounds terrible.
We don't purge, but we encourage purge. Others.
Yes.
Support you the go purge. Out there and you purge.
Yeah. I do want to see The Purge.
Yes.
But
I'll see it in October or November when it's on HBO.
Streaming, yeah.
All right, so we're going to come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review. But now we're going to get to our streaming review of Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. It's Luke Evans and then two girls.
Mm-hmm.
I know his wife I've seen before, and I can't think of her name.
And same thing with the other chick. I've seen her, too, and I just can't think of her
name. I don't know her. I don't remember seeing her at all.
I swear I've seen her in something else.
But it basically tells the story of how his real life and his comic book life intertwined. Him and his wife were professors. They met a young lady. They both fell in love with the young lady. They all started dating. This was in the 30s?
I think so, yeah. This is before Nazis.
We're
around the prime time, but yeah.
And very frowned upon. They were kicked out of school. You know, everybody was ostracized, blah, 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 blah. And then pieces of their life, like he tells his wife that you have these traits, she has these traits, and you are the perfect woman.
Yeah.
Together. And he took their experiences and each of their traits and created Wonder Woman. It's a nice background story to a character that everybody knows but doesn't know how she was built.
Well, I've heard rumors about, like, the idea of her with the lasso, the tying up and stuff like that. I've heard rumors.
He created the
lie detector.
The lie detector test, so i.e. the lasso of truth.
But it's really neat to go take a look back in history with comic books, because comic books are more, they're honestly way more highly thought of now, but back in the day, they were essentially just, you know, some people would consider them trash. Like, literally, the idea that they would not bag or board them. The reason why they're so valuable now is because people treated them like shit, because they bought them for cheap, and then they threw them away.
Right.
So it's really interesting to see. Them for
lining inside their house.
Yeah. Crazy shit like that. But it's interesting to see it, because I've heard that stuff, but I never really knew it. And the idea of, like, again, him using a pseudonym, which is the same.
I didn't know it until after Wonder Woman came out.
Okay, because I talked about it.
And then heard stories of, well, you should hear what happened with the dude who created Wonder Woman. And I was like, oh, I had no idea any of this stuff existed.
Yeah, I didn't either. And I didn't know. It was interesting seeing the whole idea of that you're trying to introduce also basically the idea that they find his, the disc theory between that and, like, the kink and bondage, like, BDSM community, because it kind of makes sense when they talk about dominance, submissiveness and all that stuff like that, which I think is really fascinating and kind of makes sense, but is also crazy about how much sex stuff there were, like, as in, like, kinky sexual stuff that he was trying to get people to used to in a way, like, right. Using comics as a medium to say, hey, this is normal. It's normal because it's in something you read. Right. And if you're used to this, it'll be fine. And I, like, the whole comment is like, dude, there's, like, way more in it when he got told to back it off. He's like, no, three times as much, bitch. It was an interesting story. It was also interesting, kind of, I think we have this, we do have this rose-tinted glasses of, like, the history about how everyone was in this whole, the nuclear family and all that shit like that. Like, when you go even further back, because it's before the nuclear part, but just, you have this idea of how the family worked and how everyone was, so you think everyone's kind of normal, and normal's relative, obviously.
Right.
So it was interesting seeing that normalcy subverted. Also, the G-String King, who I started reading up about, because I was really curious.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, dude, the guy was... They kind of portrayed it pretty well. Like, he did a lot of, like, erotic art and stuff like that. Huge fan of, like, the stiletto and, like, the heel and stuff like that, and did a bunch of crazy shoes you can't find anywhere because he made them custom and all that stuff. But it was just really interesting, and I love historical looks in people's thought process stuff, whereas now lesbianism is not, like, not considered a mental illness. Back then it was.
Oh, I mean...
There's still people that, like, that are wonderful, sure, and that argue the other way, but...
Right.
I like seeing that kind of thing, because it's a nice time capsule of it all. And it was... I thought it portrayed it pretty well, and I was joking with Jackie, because she peeked up every now and then when we were watching it, but... It made me think of, like, I know this isn't in the same vein, but I'm like, this is what you could have done better with, like, 50 Shades of Grey. If you're trying to show someone about a lifestyle, show people coming into it, show people exploring it, and doing it in a more respectful but also a very real fashion, because you get to see the idea that you have three people in a relationship, but it's not always perfect, and it's not this magical
thing.
Well,
and you get to see that everybody's kind of pushing boundaries and stuff, and at one point, the girlfriend gets tied up by the wife, and she's like, do you want this? Like, this is disgusting. And she's like, no, I want this. And she's like,
okay. Yeah,
She realizes, and that's part of the disc theory of, like, I like to do this because you like it.
Yes.
And as your significant other or whatever, sometimes you do things that, like, I mean, for the most part, I hate to go shopping. I love to go shopping. I hate to go girl shopping.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference. But I'll go shopping with Sarah because... She likes to do it.
It makes her happy.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I'll totally do this with you. And so you get to see how people grew and kind of branched out of their shells a little bit, and then just learn how they incorporated that into Wonder Woman and tried to change. And they're talking about, you know, comic books are for kids. Why are you doing this? Well, kids are easier.
They're malleable.
Yes. And they don't just... Like, they don't judge as hard.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's... They haven't been normalized.
Yeah, they haven't been pressured by the outside of the world. Like, the outside world, by adults for us, is the reason we know all this stuff is because we've been told. Not because we just are. That's why, like, you know, kids are more of a pure thing.
Right.
I thought it was interesting and really intriguing, and it's also interesting that I didn't realize how old Wonder Woman was, as in, like, a character, and that for a while that they took her... I mean, obviously, the BDSM stuff got taken. A lot of that kink stuff got taken out because I don't even remember that.
No.
And then they added her back and they gave her powers and stuff again. But it's just... It's funny and crazy at the same time to know the origin stories. And I have to admit, like, overall, again, it's a really neat origin story.
Yes.
And they spend more time on the characters because you have to understand
this,
that...
Yeah, this isn't a Wonder Woman movie. It's more of a movie of the life of the people that created her.
Yeah, and you can see how... that character was used as a spokesperson kind of idea.
Right.
I really dug the movie. If it weren't for the actors, I think it would have faltered, because there's a little really good actors that really pulled me in for me.
Luke Evans is...
I love him, dude.
Yeah, he's really good.
Fucking love him.
He's really good.
I really loved his wife, even when she was being her crazy, you know, sadistic bitch part. But, yeah, I really dug this movie, and I would say it was really good if you're into comics at all. If you're interested in lifestyle at all, it's a really neat timepiece.
If you were interested in 50 Shades, I think you got it right there. Like, if you were interested in 50 Shades, watch this instead of 50 Shades.
Yeah, you'll learn way much. You'll like, learn so much more.
There's less sex.
But that's not always about the sex.
Right, exactly.
But that's the part that, yeah.
But you could see people developing a relationship.
Yeah. Again, I really dug it. I would recommend it highly.
We both recommend it. As for this week's movie, we're going to watch Detroit, also on Hulu. I know we missed it in the theater, and we both really wanted to see this. So this is going to be a nice, richly charged movie.
Yeah, this is going to be intense. Yes.
All right, so as always, if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Amazon Prime, or Netflix, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Spriggins a Geek on Facebook. You can reach me on Matt Tartar Skippy.
I'm Matt Krankalis. And make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and on Stitcher every Monday morning. So we have some news.
We do have some news.
You know why? Because Bat supplies it. Because I was looking, I'm like, I only saw a picture of Shazam, and I was like, hey.
It looks fun. For a second, I thought it was Jay and Silent Bob again. Because, you know, you have Shazam taking a drink of something, and then in the background you have, like, his buddy taking...
Yeah.
I don't know Shazam at all, so, like, this is going to be real fresh to me.
I know a little bit of it as much as I've seen in some of the, like, the cartoon movies. Like, that's where I know the most about Shazam. But I'm excited mainly because I like Zachary Levi, but...
Yeah, but it's in DC's hands.
Exactly. So... It could be really fun, and it could be absolutely terrible. It's the same thing with the Aquaman movie, which we'll be getting a trailer soon.
Yeah, San Diego will have it.
Yeah.
And then, hopefully, they're not idiots and they release it.
I really want them to get past that whole idea of keeping shit. It makes no sense.
Not in this day and age.
No.
You fucking show two trailers. Yep. Show a San Diego exclusive.
It has like an extra couple minutes.
A regular. Yeah. Like,
I'd be totally fine with that.
All right, so we're going to... Speaking of San Diego, did you see that bar that's...
No, I did not.
So there's a bar that said that they're taking their bar back after all the geeks leave.
Bar back.
And... You get half off drinks, but no geeks are allowed. So everybody blew up and got all super angry at them because, like, why? Blah, blah, blah. It's the Monday after con. So it's kind of like the cool down of, like, whew,
yeah.
We just had 160,000 people here. Let's have chill. A breath. But people didn't quite read all that, so they got super mad at the place, and then they had to apologize.
Wait, do you mean they only read, like, a tagline and then got upset?
Yep.
Why would anyone do that?
I know. It's like reading the headline and not getting the whole story. That's why I love writing misleading headlines for whatever the story is going to be.
Yeah.
Just to, like, see
just people to get fuck pissed. With people.
Yeah. All right. First bit of news is we have casting of Lando Calrissian in episode 9. Can't wait to see how they kill him.
Wait. Is it the same dude?
Yep. Billy Dee.
Really?
Coming back.
Well, I mean, they have more people to kill.
And Kerry Russell has been cast as well.
Kerry Russell.
She was the girl in Felicity.
Okay. Damn it, she's going to be in a Star Wars movie.
Why?
Because then this might be terrible. It's JJ. I don't know. I still have a little bit of... Nothing, don't worry.
Okay.
It's a thought that doesn't make 100% sense.
Do you think it's a flashback and she's going to be Rey's mom? That's what I think.
Kerry Russell?
Yeah.
I could. I mean... To be honest, I didn't have a chance to really generate a thought, and before I grabbed onto yours, I'm like, shit. So, I mean, really, honestly, I didn't know who she was going to be. I figured she was going to be somewhere in the background. But, I mean, I guess that could make sense for...
She's a little bit too big to be a background character?
Karis is not the...
I mean, she's not huge, but, like, Laura Dern isn't either anymore.
Yeah.
Well, Jurassic Park, she was big, but Karis...
She made a big boom, so, yeah.
She folded the door. But I imagine she's going to be... In a flashback, her mom. That's where I'm going right now, so until they show something else.
It's the third movie, it's the last, quote-unquote, last movie for their trilogy, so they gotta wrap that up, and if they're gonna do something with Rey's parents, they have to do it then.
Right.
So if that's the case, then yeah, it would make sense.
We have, fucking DC. Speaking of DC not knowing what they're gonna do, we now have a Joker origin story.
Why?
With Joaquin Phoenix. Jared Leto is still Joker, but we have another, like... Dude, I think Joaquin Phoenix will fucking rule in this role. He's awesome. I love Joaquin Phoenix.
I do love Joaquin Phoenix. I just...
But what is the fucking point? What are you doing?
I don't know. They genuinely... again, all I can think about is I keep hearing people talk about, it's like, oh, Flash, they'll need the Flash movie. It'll be like a Flashpoint Paradox thing, and they can just reboot everything. I'm like, that's not an answer.
Yeah, you don't want to reboot like 5-6 movies in, right?
Maybe.
I mean, you're going to have to, but you don't want to.
When my part is, I'm like, I don't see why you would do that and muddy the waters when you have Jared Leto and you haven't let him go, technically.
Right.
Like, he's signed on, as far as I know, for more movies.
As far as I know, he's part of the cast of Suicide Squad 2.
Are they doing a Suicide Squad
2? Yep, it's been greenlit and everything. Suicide Squad made a lot of money, man.
It did. It just... I would love to see Joaquin Phoenix as Joker.
I think he's going to be great.
Because he's a really good character actor-wise.
Do I love Joaquin Phoenix.
And unlike Jared Leto, who we've, like, you know, kind of figured out-ish, that maybe we just don't like Jared Leto as an actor. Like, yeah. I know I like Joaquin Phoenix. Dude, I love as an actor. Like, he is fun. And he does have depth and he does have range. So I would love to see him as being the insane clown.
Which is fine, yeah. Like, but why not... You could have started with him.
I agree.
Like, but can't you have two actors at the same time playing the same role that we don't know if the stories are going to intermingle or not? Like, well, what are you doing?
They can't, because Joaquin Phoenix is too old and Jared Leto's is too new. So you're doing one in the past. So you can't age up, if you know what I mean. Like, he's going to regress. There's no way that those two connect. I can't see it. Like,
unless at the very end he finds a kid.
Yeah, and like he's
and
like.
He takes him under his wing.
Yeah, essentially.
So
maybe that could
while be there's always a Batman, there's always a Joker.
Maybe.
Which would work, but like.
It seems like such a weird way to go about it.
Dude.
Like, again, Marvel has kind of a plan that's literally just a bunch of 5 dents. It keeps on exploding and then coming back. And it keeps exploding, coming back. It's like a weird little helix thing. But everything goes out, comes back to their main line. DC is doing like squiggly lines all over the fucking place. I'm like, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Nobody knows what they're doing. DC doesn't even know what they're doing.
DC.
All right.
Feeling all right, buddy?
My next piece of news is for you.
I don't know this one, but...
He knows half the news that Neil Blomkamp is going to do another movie.
Has famously done District 9, Elysium, and...
Chappie,
who I actually brought up Chappie in a conversation last week, because someone said Johnny 5 is alive, and I'm like, let me tell you.
I liked Chappie. I mean, maybe I need to go back to it and see if I still like it, but I liked Chappie.
I wouldn't go out of my way to go see it again, but it's...
Sure.
It's fine. Short Circuit, the movie 3. But...
It's a sequel. I'll give you that.
Oh, no.
So what do you think?
District 9.
No. District 10?
Yeah.
No.
It's not Elysium, is it?
No.
Is it Chappie?
No.
What the fuck else has he done?
It's not a sequel to one of his movies.
Oh,
it's a sequel.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Then I have no fucking clue. Do you want to give me hints, or you just want to, like, lay it on me? Stop giving me that fucking look.
Because, like, you're just going to be all like,
is it Hellboy?
Why?
Because I would be happy about Hellboy. I don't know if I'd want one of him.
Is RoboCop it a 2. Your silence says everything about your excitement.
You can't tell, the audio did not cut out there. It just got really quiet.
Remember when we saw RoboCop and we were like, okay?
Yeah.
That's one of those movies that gets forgotten.
Why?
I mean, maybe? Yeah, I'm kind of glad I didn't tell you now.
Yeah, he was going to tell me this, and he's like, do you want to tell him what I tell you now, or wait? I'm like, just wait. God. Yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't know what to think about that. I am not excited, nor am I like, dreading it.
I'm probably more excited if they had announced RoboCop 2.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ugh, okay. But at least they put his name attached to it, so I'm like...
I'm curious, because the guy's got a good flair of building worlds and shit like that. Like, he does.
And he's had 3 robot movies already.
Yeah.
So, he kind of knows how to deal with robot stuff.
Yeah.
But, like...
It makes me actually kind of want to go back and watch District 9 again, which is weird. Because I've not loved any of his movies since District 9. Like, Elysium was okay.
And Chappie was...
Chappie was better than Elysium, but I still enjoyed probably District 9 more, but I haven't seen either of them in a long time, so. But, it, like, he does visually stunning and right. very odd, but original pieces, so seeing yeah. him do take have his take on a RoboCop, I'm like, sure, why not? I mean, I'm not excited for RoboCop 2, no. because we saw RoboCop 1.
Yes.
I'm more interested because he's on it, just to see what the fuck this is going to be.
That's a big... That's, it is. I'm more excited just because you put your name on it, but I'm not excited.
Do you think he's going to do the giant, like, you know... The, halt! That weird, like, you know, big robo, like...
The leg T-9000 walker. Or whatever? Yeah. But then they did that.
Did they do that? I don't remember them.
Yeah.
Oh, they did. It's been... I forgot that movie, so...
Right. I tried. It's fucking Olivia Munn ruining everything in the world.
Oh my god, was she in it too?
She was in it. She's in everything that's horrible. She's in the new Predator movie. I'm like, this movie is going to be shit.
Oh, no.
I can already tell.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Nate, no. No. So, was that all the news?
That is all the news. Are okay. we playing your game?
Yeah, we're playing my game.
Okay.
So before we get into our pod question, I wanted to do something because we're talking about forgettable movies. This is not about forgettable movies, but it's taking a, like a deep dive. We're going to go about 20 years back. We're going in the month of July. And I'm going to give you about five movies.
Remember, 20 years ago is 1998. 1998. Fuck off.
Yep. I'm going to give you five... I'm going to choose big movies, and I want you to tell me what is the what is the one that
yep.
released closest to today.
Cut.
Today is...
Today in 1998, so...
Today's the 13th.
July 13th, 1998.
All right. So, if you don't know, Bad Action has a really good sense of, like, good sense of what movies came out. When I was going to ask, like, what movies, if you can guess movies that came out, he already listed off, like, three of them, like, in July 1998. I'm like, fuck you. So we had to make this game a little more interesting. All right, so in the month of July, we had Lethal Weapon 4, that's one. We had The Mask of Zorro, that's two. We had Saving Private Ryan, that's three. Armageddon, that's four. And There's Something About Mary, that's five. Of those, what do you think came out closest to this weekend?
Okay, so if I'm not mistaken, Armageddon came out, I want to say June, but it might have been Memorial Day weekend. I don't remember Lethal Weapon 4 at all coming out.
I forgot about this one, actually, so.
Yeah. And we had Something About Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Saving Private Ryan, which I know it was Saving Private Ryan because it was a little... Ooh. Mm. And then what was the other one?
So we had...
Zorro.
Yes, Mask okay. of Zorro.
I'm actually going to go with Mask of Zorro, just because that movie got forgotten that summer, because Saving Private Ryan
mm-hmm.
and Armageddon came out that summer, as did Deep Impact.
Oh, I love Deep Impact.
Yeah, that movie's
such a terrible movie, really but I love it.
And so did, if I'm not mistaken, She's All That came out in February or March of that year. American Pie, I think, came out that year as well.
But your answer for July, for close to this weekend,
is The Mask of Zorro.
Mask of Zorro. Going once, yeah, going twice.
That's it.
You're really close.
Ugh.
It was Something About Mary.
Ugh.
That came out on July 15th. Mask of Zorro came out on July 17th.
Oh, come on!
You were
on.
So fucking close.
Fuck.
You were very fucking close. Lethal Weapon 4 came out on July 10th. So you had, like, really close there.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah, no. Also, I want to make it as a very good point that I did not put this in here, but I kind of, like, I forgot about it at first. Basketball came out the end of July as well. So...
That was a yeah. pretty good summer.
It was actually a pretty good... Like, I'm looking and I'm like, fuck, this is actually a good one. And then they all said, like, The Negotiator, which I didn't care about, but... Disturbing Behavior came out that same time.
Disturbing Behavior was fun.
I didn't like... Oh, see, I think it was about it. There's a Parent Trap, nothing else really big. But again, Saving Private Ryan and Armageddon alone is huge. And then it's Something About Mary. I was like, fuck. Anyways, this is just kind of a fun game because we're talking about forgotten movies and stuff like that. But it also realized, like, you know, movies that you forget coming out because... Every summer, there's so many... Every year, there's so many fucking movies. So, we'll do this again in August. Probably around... I'll figure out when I want to do it, because I want to spring it in so you don't know which one's coming out. But yeah, I hope you had fun. I enjoyed that. but I got to quiz you, so. So, pod question. Last week, we wanted to know what, if you could have the, basically the power of any insect, what would it be? I think we got some answers.
We did get some answers. We got some answers from TK and Mando. I gotta find, where'd they go? Okay.
That's TK's answer, I'm pretty sure.
So he wants to be spliced with a mantis shrimp? I have no idea why.
Is that an insect, or is that a... It's an insect of the sea?
Crustacean.
Okay.
So it works. And then Mando wants to be spliced with a tarantula hawk. Flying, he can take or leave. But being able to sting somebody and cause excruciating pain would be awesome.
Oh, Mando. Right. Such a sweetheart.
Yeah. Now...
You right there?
Yeah. I want to know... Like Ant-Man.
Yes.
Where he can summon ants.
Yeah.
Can you summon other insects?
If that insect can do it, I guess. So I'm going to say probably not. It did, like, I don't know if an ant, like, well, Ant-Man, ant can call other ants to it after it is hurt. They put out chemicals, so yes. You're out there, buddy?
I'm going to go with cockroach. Because I could fly and just overwhelm anything with
and
numbers.
Never die.
And I would never die, and I'd have a hard exoskeleton. Just.
It's pretty gross. I like it. You also be afraid of light.
They're so weird. Like they're gone.
Yeah, dude. They're fucking everywhere, too.
They're...
Cockroaches, dude. They're everywhere. You don't see them. They're everywhere. So, mine is a fly, and not Jeff Goldblum style, just for the idea that the flies have such a good perception around them. So, almost like a 360 view. Like, they have near, like, you know... all around them, unless they get smacked by fly swatter.
Okay.
Anyways, I think it'd be really cool, except for the fact that I would not want to have the eyes everywhere.
But, like, would you only get to live for 24 hours?
No, I just want that part of it. Just eyesight. Flies, just the perception just part. The flying would be cool, too, but, like...
What about throwing up on your food?
Yeah, that'd be great, too.
So
dude,
gross.
Insects are so crazy, dude. I guess that's happened. You don't have a digestive system, like, internally. You'd have to...
Have
to export it. So,
bugs are gross. They're
gross. I really wish we do need to get to the whole like YouTube part just so I can see like all the gross. All right.
So for this week's pod question, I want to know what is your favorite television hangout place. So, think, and it has to be somewhere where people hung out. So not the bunker in Lost because they didn't really hang out there. They got kind of stuck there. But it can be, like, Seinfeld's apartment. Or it can
like
be...
Like the Goonies house, like the...
The Goonies is a movie. TV.
Oh, TV. I'm sorry, only. Sorry.
Like Cheers.
How I Met Your Mother's Bar, stuff like that.
Right.
I get what you're going with.
So you can send your answers to battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, SpringsGeek on Facebook. Reach me, I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis. And again, make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. It's really weird that I don't fuck that up anymore because it's just better. But we're there every Monday morning.
Wait until next week's show.
God damn it. Jinx that shit.
Yeah, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I do. Other than that, fucking make sure if people. You do not want to listen to the wonderful spoiler-filled version of, you know, what'd you call it again?
Anxiety the Movie?
With Leg Man? Featuring Leg Man?
Featuring Leg Man.
God.
Yeah, that movie's... Fuck, man. I don't...
We're gonna have to do a thing, though. I can tell you, as a panel, I really do want to do one of... One of these days.
The Rock's got leg. He knows how to move it. He's got leg. Knows how to groove it.
He can't do the square step. He's gonna have to do like a 90 degree step.
Does he cheat in hopscotch?
Oh, fuck. I'm out. I'm tapping out, man. I'm slapping that knee.
You know how, like, when you're sleeping, you get a little hot, so you just need just a little bit of air. So you kick your leg up from underneath
the blanket. Does that still work?
Do you think he just grabs it from the dresser and he's just like, oh, it feels so much better?
It's fucking terrible.
I know. Oh God. That'd be hilarious. Oh. All right. So if you don't want to hang around for this spoiler-filled review...
That doesn't happen in the movie. Don't worry.
Sadly. That would have been awesome. God. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 273 of Sprank and Say Geek. So we're Sprank and Say Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Oh, I'm so hot.
This is fucking terrible.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get to our spoiler-filled review. What the fuck?
I just thought about the movie again.
Of Anxiety, the movie, otherwise known as Skyscraper. The Rock plays a injured Navy SEAL. It looks like. He was Navy of something or military of something, who's now become a security
consultant.
Something. He has a security company.
Yeah,
and he's in a skyscraper, which Die Hard is taking place. Some guys are trying to get a. Oh, we're not spoiler free or spilled. That's right. Some guys are trying to get a zip drive that contains an algorithm that...
I think it has the names of all the people and the algorithm, but...
So, a dude extorted money from the guy building the building, so he put an algorithm into the money that he gave the dude, so when he gave the money to the other guys, he found out who everybody was that was paying the dude.
Yeah. So he's like, I know your names, great. It's funny, because if you think about it, this is a continuation of Dark Knight Returns, where he also managed all the money.
He is very good with calculations.
Was it Dark Knight? Dark Knight, yeah. Dark Knight Returns, my bad. Yeah.
He's very good with calculation.
Mm-hmm.
This movie's really bad, but it's the San Andreas type of bad.
Oh, my God. I want the
Rock. That's not how anything works.
You just put your hands close together and you're just like, physics.
You're just like, whatever, man. Yeah, just like, do whatever you're going to do.
Ooh, boy.
Look, this...
Like...
This movie is so bad.
You understand why I laughed right at the bit? Like, I was just like, oh my God, this movie, we watched it. And we knew what it was.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be... I mean, this is...
It was...
So Sharknado is a C.
Yes.
This is a B minus minus
maybe,
minus.
Maybe like a B... Like, production value, probably B plus.
Well, production value, sure.
Like,
but
definitely
like,
high. But like, story-wise, I'm like, this is just a little bit above like a sci-fi movie.
If you can believe that the tornado can have sharks in it, you can believe a dude with one leg can fall out of a window and hang from the window from its...
With duct tape.
With
duct tape. Lots of duct tape.
I mean, I understand the duct tape.
I do, too.
It wasn't to actually keep him stuck to the wall. It was to...
Give him grip.
So he had grip, so when the winds were pulling, it was harder for him to pull away.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, duct tape, once you peel it off a few times, it loses its stickiness.
This is Chinese duct tape. It never unsticks.
Oh, that girl was so
I know. Hot. Every time she came on, you're like, hey.
I don't know who that was. I should have paid attention to the credits, but I never got her name, so I'd have been looking for...
It'll just say hot Asian.
Yeah, but I was just like, God damn. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one thing... Look, if you are afraid of heights, like I am...
Oh, okay.
Duh.
They really got you then.
Dude, they're... That's why I say it's Anxiety, the movie, because there are parts where I'm like...
I almost thought you'd be a little facetious there, but yeah.
No, there are parts where I couldn't, like, make my brain know that it's fake. Where I'm just like, he's gonna fall and die!
I can see in a real world where you would have this magical room, the pearl thing up there, and then just switching it on so you have, like, the 360 view, you're seeing so many people just lose their shit.
Oh, dude. It would never happen in the real world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe... Because you have the sky bridge over the canyon.
Yeah.
But... They do a lot of things where they're like, there's heights, and I'm like, I didn't want to be part of that at all. Yeah, this movie's really bad.
It's got a really, really flimsy story that literally just has...
It's... Oof.
You don't care about the story. Like, that's... If you're coming to this movie...
Right.
You really don't give... If you're listening to this, I mean, spoilers, we're just going to tell you, boom, bang,
The Rock.
Yes, exactly.
That dude's got a lot of charisma, though.
I love him, though. Like, that's the thing, I mean, like, you brought up San Andreas, which is a bad movie.
Yes.
But we had so much fun in it.
Because you have The Rock and Daddario.
And you're just like, hey. And this time you have The Rock and lots of Asians. And is that Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No, that's Neve Campbell.
I can never figure out that. I don't know my, like, older, like, you know, teen. Oh, but man, yeah.
I mean, Neve Campbell still...
No.
She's always been... very attractive.
I think she's more... I have a thing for Mom Bot a little bit, and she's pretty attractive. Yeah, but...
I mean, whatever.
But, just seeing, like, Brock can star in as many fucking B-minus-minus-minus
movies. Dude, he's been in a lot of bad movies. A lot of bad movies.
But they're fun.
Ah, Tooth Fairy.
I never
saw Scorpion King. Yeah. Baywatch.
Baywatch wasn't good.
Right. Like, he's been in a lot of bad movies.
Yeah.
But he's also been in a lot of movies where he's like, I'm The Rock.
It's funny, though, because when you mentioned it, I was thinking Baywatch. Specifically Baywatch and specifically this one. They're both funded very heavily by Chinese, like, financial groups or, like, media companies.
This one is completely whitewashed and disabled-washed.
Yeah, because...
Like, he's...
He's very...
Yeah. Takes place in... Is it Japan?
No, it's China.
Is it China?
That's a pretty big difference.
No,
I'm just kidding.
So, it takes place in China, yet there's a white dude, even though he's Samoan, but, like, white guy. Why have the white guy? Can't be a Chinese guy. And then, like, he plays a dude who's missing a leg. Why not get somebody that's actually missing a leg?
No, because CG.
I want a virtual signal. Sorry.
That's okay.
He didn't beat anybody with his fucking leg.
I know. That's actually probably one of our biggest spoilers right there. Is that he does not make any puns.
No!
He does not hit anyone with his leg. The worst that he has is he saves the door and he holds the door and he kisses his leg. Those are the biggest things you have. Like, really, there's no... And it made me so sad because I wanted to see something just a little cheesy that they can acknowledge that they're having fun with
it. Dude, like, slap somebody over the head and, I got a leg up on you.
Exactly. It's like, oh, dude, I have it, like, I was waiting for another shoe to drop or something like that. Like, make some bad puns. But,
Or, like, at one point, they take his leg away from him.
And he has to hop around.
And they're like, he's got one leg now. Like, he can't get us.
And he's like, I'm the fucking Rock. Right. I will get you.
Like, but, whatever.
I mean, the story...
This again, movie's not going to age well at all.
No,
and it's really bad already.
It's pretty terrible. Like, what it was is, like, part of me thinking about this in the movie is that there's so many scenes where it's just people looking up or looking at screens. Exactly. It's that. And there's so much of it that I'm just sitting around, like, half the acting, thank you. Half of that shit was just people looking at nothing going, I've been 2 minutes there.
I don't understand the sphere with all the monitors popping up. Like, what was the point of the mirrors?
Those made no sense.
There was no point to the mirrors. Exactly. It was just like, look, they pop up. I was like, okay, but why?
You made a really expensive funhouse
room. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, but what do they do?
The only reason
I understood when it disappeared.
Yeah.
That was cool, but, like, why do they pop up?
Only reason is so they could have a funhouse set piece at the end, which was so weird. I'm like, you spent a lot of money to make a funhouse mirrors. Cool. Yeah. Didn't get that part. I also really like how this is essentially, you know, China Ninja Warrior. Because there's so many times that they're just happy. And he's like, let's see how many times we can get The Rock to do pull-ups. That he can do lifts. That he can stretch. He didn't do the Captain America thing in Captain America Winter Soldier. He's like, but it's... There's a lot of those moments where it's just, like, literally seeing him do physical trials, and what we essentially watched was American Ninja Warrior.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, like, but it's China Ninja Warrior. That's the only difference.
I mean, it's big over there, so I guess...
Mm. But, yeah, fuck. I also laughed because this won't make any sense to you or really matter to you at all, but Z-Pak is the guy who plays his brother, friend, dude who betrays him in the beginning. He's in a HBO series, I can't remember what the hell it was, the button one for, that only won the first season, and his name was Z-Pak. Every time I see him, all I can see is Z-Pak, and I'm like, he lasted longer in this movie than his TV series. Aww. Dude. This is what made me start thinking about movies that you forget about, as like, this movie will be so quickly forgotten. Yeah.
Like, I was hoping it, I mean, it's, it wants to be Die Hard.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's
trying to be Die Hard and Towering Inferno and a bunch of other shit, and it just doesn't do any of it well.
Right. But, and, I mean, The Rock has charisma.
He does.
I mean...
It's... My thought is that you could have done... I guess you could have had, like, still fun things, but it's so cheesy and so bombastic that it's almost like you're waiting for them to crack jokes, and when they don't, you're a little disappointed. But if they would have made things a little more realistic and more gritty, then you're like, okay, cool. It's basically like it's dancing the line, and it does it so much that you're like, well, you're already so cheesy. Why don't you go all the way?
Like, when I think about Dread, like... Yeah. It's similar, you know, Raid, similar.
Yes.
I mean, it's...
Get to the top of the building kind of idea.
Right. And, like, those don't have jokes in them, but they don't need it. Where this one, I felt it should have realized, like, this is
kind of a cheesy
this concept. Is cheese. Let's cheese it up a little bit.
Yeah. Like, if they could have done that, it would have made it even more enjoyable. Right. And then it would have actually probably made it a little more timely. Fun. And yeah, and that's the idea. Like, it's meant to be a fun set piece. It's not meant to, like, challenge your mind at all.
Right.
And, like, the whole idea of them needing... I don't know why people just can't go for cash anymore. They have to have some other vendetta going on. Just go for cash.
Doesn't exist.
And that's probably why everyone has to do something else. But, again, it's just... It won't age well.
No.
You'll forget about it really quick. I'm glad we went and saw it instead of The Purge.
Because we see it, but... Like, it's a real quick... It's just for something to do. Yeah. I'm not recommending this movie at all, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not even recommending seeing it. Like, see it at home. You're not missing out a damn thing in the theaters.
That's what Sarah said. She's like, we spent $2,000 on a TV and $1,500 on a receiver and $2,000 on speakers. Like, I'll watch it at home.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And there's probably not much that you... I mean, I don't want to waver, but I'm, like, right in the middle. Like, if you don't have a sound system,
yeah,
see it in the theater. If you do have a sound system, see it at home.
I'm really on neither of them. I'm like, it's not worth it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's... What is going on outside here? Are we gonna die?
I hope not.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the very last episode.
No. No.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was gunshots, yeah.
All right, so we both are not impressed with this movie.
No.
I think I give it a little bit more leeway than Hammer does. But
yeah, skip it.
I mean, it's really bad. Just know that if you're going to go into it, that it's...
You're not going to get anything really more than what you see out on the trailers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that you won't see more set pieces, just, like, you know what the movie is. That's all you're going to get.
But we went into it knowing what we were going to get, and it didn't change, but it just didn't... It didn't give anything, either.
Yeah. I was really hoping for that pun, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 273 of Sprague and Zay Geek. So for Sprague and Zay Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
What about what?
So we're not gonna die.
Are we sure about that?
Pretty sure.
I love you, man.
I love you too. Just want it to be known.
let the internet know.
Yeah.
If this is found.
But mind you, if it gets found, who's gonna edit it and post it? And that just won't happen. I just ruined that moment right there.